This is Punkanoi Worldwide. Thank you for tuning in. Hopefully you had a chance to catch both, if not, at least one of those Chilean band episodes that we just did. A lot of cool bands on those episodes. Next up, we've got Argentina. The first episode, we'll do another one at the beginning of next week, and we're going to be featuring some cool labels for the weekend. We'll get into more of that, but just know some cool labels will be featured. Tough Ain't Enough Records, UBPR, Primatour Crew, and I'll get into exactly why on that episode. But here we're going to focus on these Argentinian bands. We're going to kick off the episode anyway with a bunch of hardcore. We'll do some skate punk, some melodic, some punk R&R, some post-punk, post-hardcore. We got a bunch of stuff we're going to get to. So we are going to kick this one off with the band Distante. And Distante, they are from Buenos Aires, and they put out Nada Se Puede Comparar. Hopefully I've got that at least somewhat close. They put that out July 31st of 2024, so less than a year ago. Some cool straight edge from Buenos Aires. I didn't find any social medias for Distante, but you can find them on Bandcamp. We're going to play Depende de Vos, and let's get into some cool Argentinian hardcore. Distante, man, that is awesome. A lot of really cool bands from Argentina. I'm going to be doing the two episodes. I bet I could easily do three. The drawback is I don't think I'm going to have enough time to do that over the next few weeks. Had a couple things come up that's going to be taking up a bit of time. So I do want to keep, until we get through Brazil at least, the two episodes plus the one for the weekend. After that, we'll probably be doing one and one. But for now, I do want to get through doing all of South America before we get on to trip number three around the world, which will be definitely different than the way I've done it on the previous two. Anyway, some more Argentinian hardcore, Impulso from Buenos Aires, our next, also a 2024 release, May 7th, so not quite a year ago, coming up on a year ago. We are going to be playing two tracks off of their EP called Contra Tus Valores, that came out on May 7th. Again, no social medias, but there's a couple bands on this episode. You can go over to Activar Oslo Tumismix. I don't think I got the last word right. But anyway, cool page for a lot of Central and South American hardcore, and I believe they've got other bands mixed on there as well. But definitely a very cool label that's in Chile. We are going to get to two tracks. I think it's one track that's split. It's got a slash. It's Comentarios Sigo Firme. So it's one track listed, but maybe two. Maybe it has a different meaning. I don't know. Either way, it's very cool. It's from Impulso. Let's go. Impulso, great stuff from them. Next up, we got a bunch of hardcore, almost the first half of the show. Not quite, but pretty close, maybe a little over the first third. They're all hardcore bands. Next one's from Puerto Madryn in Argentina. The band is Calambre. They put out their EP 2024 on January 21st, 2024. It's Kalambre, and that's where you'll find them, followed by two underscores over on Instagram, so you can check them out there. Off of that EP 2024, we are going to put on the track Agonia, so let's get to Calambre. Track, what can I say other than I need more cowbell? Calambre with Agonia. Next up, a bunch of bands, most of which for the next little bit, but we will do another hardcore band or two that are not from Buenos Aires, but the next quite a few are. Striker, our next, Stryker, Striker. On November 26th of 2023, they released Triple Amenaza, which is an EP. I couldn't find Stryker by that search with any social medias, but they do have a Bandcamp page, so you can go check that out. Misma Sangre is the track, so let's get to some more Argentinian hardcore.
Go!
killer stuff. Love the hardcore. A lot of great Argentinian hardcore. I'm sure I'm missing out on a bunch. And if you have any suggestions, let me know. I might be doing two catch-up episodes. Maybe I'll be doing one strictly of Central South American bands missed when doing the episodes, and the other with a bunch of new stuff that I missed along the way as well that I've been coming across. But it's up to you. If you help me out and you know all the stuff that I missed, let me know. Anyway, Desborde is the next band. It translates to Overflow. I've played this band before. They put out their self-titled EP on Halloween of 2022, and they are found at Desborde, so Desborde.zc over on Instagram. We're going to play their track, El Grupo del Momento, so let's go with some Desborde. And as with a lot of hardcore, man, they did it quick, but it had a super cool sound to go along with it. Make sure you check out more from Desborde. Next up, we've got the band Milcares, M-I-L-C-A-R-A-S, also from Buenos Aires. They're also found on Activar Haslo Tumismix. Yeah, anyway, I don't know if I'm getting that right. They're a vegan straight-edge band that are found at the band's name, just the way I spelled it, over on Facebook. And on Instagram at M-I-L-C-A-R-A-S-X-V-X. So you can check them out there. March 25th of 2022, they released Relatos de Desdidia. Desdidia? I'm sure I didn't get that very close, but you'll at least be able to find it. And you know where to go find it. Let's check out the track Una Vida Mejor. Ya son con nosotros. Dejado el pasado atrás. Míralo en sus ojos. Una vida mejor. Valorados como cosas. Descartables como nada. Dejado el pasado atrás. Una vida mejor. En las sombras, en lo oscuro. Donde solo el miedo yace. En la tiniebla, en la amargura. Solo el temor renace. Una soga en cuello en la oscuridad. Víctima del opresión rural. Dejando el pasado atrás. Una vida mejor. Ya están con nosotros. Dejando el pasado atrás. Míralo en sus ojos. Mil Caras with Una Vida Mayor. What a cool track from them. Still got more hardcore to go. Next is the band Talactus. T-A-L-A-C-A-C-T-U-S. Talacticus. Hopefully I got that kind of close. Anyway, they released Der Lim on February 10th of 2021. It's a cool hardcore punk band from Buenos Aires that incorporates percussions and some elements of fastcore, jazz, progressive rock. And they are just a cool band you should check out, including this release. They're shorter tracks. We're going to play two of them from it. You can find them at Talacticus, T-A-L-A-C-A-C-T-U-S, on both Instagram and on Facebook. This release, Der Lim, can be found over on Mevzu Records, so go check them out there. We are going to play Desierto, and after that, we will play Nadie Se Va a Salvar. We'll play those tracks back to back. Let's go with Desierto first. That's two from Talacticus. Go check out the rest. A lot of them are short. There's 30 tracks on that, but very few clock in over a minute, even a couple that there's one on there that's 5 seconds long. So, yeah, go check out more from Talacticus. Next up, we've got the band Jailed HC. You're getting ready to kind of start transitioning out of the hardcore, but nonetheless, we'll keep playing some really cool shit. We got Jailed HC. They put out their EP 2018 on December 6th of 2018. Find them at Jailed on Facebook. They're from Don Orione in Argentina. That's Don, D-O-N-O-R-I-O-N-E. In case I don't have that right, I'm not sure if I do. Anyway, we're going to play their track Another Place, so let's get to it. We've got Jailed HC and more Argentinian bands to go. We'll be right back. Jailed HC, that was another place. Great stuff from them. We're going to now work our way into some post-hardcore, then some post-punk, and then some punk R&R, and we'll see where we get to. Figura Impossible is the name of the band from Rosario, Argentina. They put out a self-titled Figura Impossible March 28th of 2024. So yes, just over a year ago. You can find the band on Instagram at the band's name, Figura Impossible. You can also find them on Bandcamp. Let's get to their track, Sombra. Here goes with Figura Impossible. Figura Impossible, man, I've really been digging that. I say it every time we play the styles of bands, but the post-hardcore, post-oi, which is also referred to as like cold oi, but, you know, dark wave music, post-punk, whatever you want to call it, definitely has a cool style to it, including the next band's track, Tension. They released Los Besos Nunca Dados, and they did so also in 2024, but they did so October 24th of 2024, so actually only about, what, 6 months, 7 months ago, something like that. 6 months. Yeah, about 6 months. There we go. They formed in 2013. Find them at Tension, T-E-N-S-I-O-N, over on Facebook, and at Tension y Punk, Tension Y-P-U-N-K. That's on Instagram. They're also from Rosario, just like a Figura Impossible. So they could probably play shows together. We are going to play the track from Los Besos Nunca Dados, Llamado a tu Bondad. God, I don't know if I got that one right. So, you know, I can kind of at least give you an idea of what they are in Spanish. Not that my Spanish is very good. According to Google Translate,
Un llamado a tu bondad.
It's kind of close. A call to your God, goodness rather, a call to your goodness is what it translates to, since I had that information there. But we're going to get to that track now. Here is Tension. And yeah, it's only about 6 months ago.
Solo necesito el pan de cada
How cool was that? Tension. I really dig that whole album. If you dig that sound, that post-punk, dark wave, whatever you want to call it, you definitely got to go over to the Bandcamp page, check that out. Next up, we're going to be working our way into some more just flat-out punk R&R, you know. This band, Mala Idea, great stuff there from Paraná, Entre Rios in Argentina. Hopefully I got that kind of close. July 18th of 2021, Llano de Alcohol is the name of the EP that they put out. I don't think I got that very close. They formed this band way back in 2002, so this came out 19 years after, and that was 23 years ago for them. That's awesome. Mala Idea Punk over on Instagram, if you want to go check them out there. We are going to be playing the title track. So Mala, which I believe is bad, so bad idea, maybe? Let's do it. Here goes. Up there, Mala Idea. Glad I came across them. That was a cool track. Next up, we've got the band Different, D-I-F-E-R-E-N-T. They're out of Buenos Aires. I found this release actually on Crap Poulet Records, French label. And you can go find, look that up over on Bandcamp. Crap Poulet Records on Bandcamp. They put out End of Wave. This actually came out way back in 2012, November 16th of 2012. So about, what, 12 and a half years ago. So make sure you go check it out, though. It's cool. We're going to get to the track We're Not the Only Ones, but definitely a cool one. I enjoy the artwork, too. Great stuff, though. Out of Argentina, let's get to it. Not the only ones. Cool track. Like I said, go find that on Crap Poulet. That's based out of Marseille in France. But those guys, Different, are from Buenos Aires. And so is the next band, Dos Minutos. 2 minutos. I say two because it's the number two, but it's dos because we're in Argentina. This is a band that's been around since 1988. This track right here, I actually played this track, Ya No Sos Igual. I played this before from the band, and it originally came out in 1994, but more recently, November 2nd of 2022, they released it as a single featuring Die Totenhosen. And then I think in 24, they put out a release that features, I didn't have the time, but it looked like a bunch of their tracks, I'm going to assume, but featured a lot of other bands on each of those tracks, like one band, that is, on each of the tracks, kind of like this. So if you're interested, go check them out. Die Totenhosen from Germany are on this one, and I thought, you know what, it's already a cool track. Why not? I love Die Totenhosen too. Los Dos Minutos on both Instagram and Facebook, and that's LOS, the number 2 minutos on Instagram, Facebook, so you can check them out there. Let's get to that single from the band, Ya No Sos Igual.
Track
Dos Minutos. Go check their other stuff out. They do have a lot of other cool stuff. Like I said, I played that. Typically, I don't replay. It's not exactly the same track, but that version with Die Toten Hosen, very cool as well. Next up, we're going to play the band LKM, also from Buenos Aires. They released Cianuro, which is an EP, and they did so October 26th of 2023, and that's C-I-A-N-U-R-O, in case I didn't do a very good job. You can find the band at LKM Punks, P-U-N-X, LKM Punks on both Instagram and over on Facebook. Vinito, V-I-N-I-T-O, is the track we're going to get to from LKM. So we're not finito because we got more to go, but here is Vinito from LKM.
Puedo salir a caminar si no es muy tarde. Puedo fumar mota si no me ven. Puedo ser libre en mis ratos libres. Puedo comprar lo que quieren vender. Puedo cantar que odio a esta puta sociedad que me consume cada día un poco más.
LKM Vinito. Vinito. Yeah, that's got to be the way it is. Vinito. Next up, I keep feeling like I'm saying it like I was saying it if it was in Italian. Anyway, next up we got Campiones del Bardo from Buenos Aires. On June 11th, they released Me Dizoron, and I can only find some of their singles released individually. And so I did find a social media. I can't tell if it's them or not because it's Los Campeones del Bardo. And it's the same on Instagram, Facebook. I don't know that it's specifically them, but these singles are specifically related to a band from Buenos Aires. Me Dijeron, so M-E-D-I-J-E-R-O-N is the single from 2022. Let's get to that one now. Campeones del Bardo. Here goes.
Me dijeron que ya no lloras por mí, estás feliz.
Campeones del Bardo. Great stuff. Next, we've got the band Electroshock Street Punk. When I bought this album, No Tenemos Miedo Hoy Tenemos, the Tenemos Rabia. Yeah, it was long. At that point, they were known as Electroshock Punk Oi, but now they're Electroshock Street Punk. Maybe that's just more aptly titled. You can find them on Facebook and Bandcamp at Electroshock Street Punk. Nice and easy to find on those. Neuquen? Neuquen. That's the city that they are from in Argentina. May 24th of 23, that is when this release came out. And actually, I believe they have a newer release than this one, but I already had this one. And there are some tracks I dig that we hadn't got to yet, but you should definitely go check out the new stuff from them, especially if you dig this. I think there's one newer release than this one. We are going to get to the track Keasko, K-E-A-S-K-O, so let's go. Electroshock Punk. I was going to say Electroshock Punk. Oi, that's not what they're anymore. Electroshock Street Punk. Great stuff. Next up, let's head to La Matanza in Argentina for the band Del Mosto. They put out a self-titled Del Mosto August 31st of 2016. They started as a band in 2014. We're now working our way into some skate punk, a little bit of skate punk, melodic hardcore skate punk, and some pop punk to wrap this up. I didn't find any social medias for them, but you are definitely able to go find this over on Bandcamp and then follow them there. Terroristas is the name of the track that we are going to check out off of that self-titled release, so let's check it out. We'll be right back. Yeah, that was a cool one from Del Mosto, Terroristas. Go check out the rest of that self-titled release. Next up, The Rudos. They got Rudos or Die from August 2nd of 2014. They're from Campana in Argentina. They're also a skate punk band, a bit of a teenage bottle rocket sound, at The Rudos Oficial over on Facebook, and it's the same on Instagram, The Rudos Oficial. So check them out on those. Velocidad is the name of the track. So let's check out The Rudos with Velocidad. We got two tracks left to go. Next is Da Skate, D-A Skate, from Mercedes in Argentina. They're a melodic hardcore skate punk band, and I think Mercedes is somewhere near Buenos Aires, if I'm reading that right. They released La Teoria de los Septinios. Sorry. January 29th of 2021 is when that came out. Find them at Da Skate Oficial over on Facebook and at Da Skate OK. D-A Skate OK. Yep, that's where they are on Instagram. Easy to find on those. They also have a Bandcamp. The track is La Serpiente y La Luciernaga. Do I have that right? La Serpiente y La Luciernaga. I think that's it's going to be as close as I got. It's a cool track. Let's check it out together. One more after this.
Es un papelón lo que escribieron. Hombre, ya te
Das Skate brings us to the last band of the show. They're from Bragado in Argentina. The band, all one word, Embriagados Punk Rock, all one word. And you can find them at Embriagados Punk Rock over on Facebook and at Embriagados Oficial over on Instagram. You got some pop punk sounds similar to the Ramones. We love the Ramones. Amigos y cervezas. I mean, friends and beers. What else could we love? But that, love more anyway. Amigos y cervezas was released March 5th of 2015. En el bar is the name of the track. We're going to let this wrap it up. We'll be back for that label feature probably tomorrow. So be on the lookout for that for your weekend. Thank you for tuning in to this first part of Argentina. Early next week, we'll bring you Argentina 2, and then we'll be doing a handful or so from Brazil. Remember, if I've missed anything, reach out. Punkanoi Worldwide, Facebook, X, Instagram, Threads, I suppose, all of those things. Reach out. Let me know. Go over to the website, punkanoiworldwide.com. We'll be talking about what more is available on that website, too, on the next episode. But for now, let's enjoy Embriagados Punk Rock with En El Bar. They're carrying us out.